This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 566. I am Brian Kilby. With me this week, a packed house of people, literally just joining us, we have John DeLuna. John, how's it going?
Yo, good.
We have Diecast, who's not on video this week because he has a new computer, or most of a new computer.
Brian,
that's not even the right line. Doesn't he just have one piece of a new computer?
Yeah, well, you know, adding a new graphics card is oftentimes like you're adding new, yeah, never mind.
And a new monitor.
We have Rob Clay. Yes, he does.
That's true. That is true.
Jason.
Hello.
Matt.
Hi.
Don.
Yeah, he has one piece. It feels like he's been there for over 800 episodes.
Nice.
Yeah, and Chris.
Talking over everyone as usual.
Yeah, it's normal. Let's see here. So, interesting week here. You know, I was doing show notes this afternoon, and I was like, man, there's not much to talk about, but I kept adding items, and this is actually a pretty packed episode, believe it or not.
Not of official things.
I know, but I have a huge big news item this week that I want to start off with, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, I like your choice for that.
So I'm actually going to do a little bit of rearranging here, so we're not going to do it this week in history. And Diecast can't show off his goodies, but he can tell us about them. So we will start off, though, with what we got this week. Diecast, just describe to us what you got this week.
Okay. First thing I got, which I'm really super happy about, is the upscaled version of Nitro Zeus. And it's the knockoff upscaled that they add diecast, so it's a lot better and a lot better paint apps.
Where do they add the diecast to it?
To the feet.
To make it like sit or stand better, I guess?
Stand better and give it a little extra heft. And it's the paint on it's absolutely gorgeous. Like all the details come out so nice from this mold. And it's upscaled to about leader class size. And it comes with two heads, too. It also comes with the more movie-accurate head or the Soundwave head.
Shockwave.
Or Shockwave head, yeah. So.
And that's by Black Mamba, right?
Black Mamba, yes, which I believe is a subsidiary.
So how's the build quality on that overall?
Very good.
Okay, that's good to hear because they've got a lot more like bootleg and what looks like oversized stuff in the works, which I think people are going to be interested in. So it's helpful to know that there's probably some quality behind what's coming up.
So because of what Diecast got, I am going to Amazon right now, which is the Podvocacy Amazon link.
Woohoo!
And I am going to be buying myself a copy of The Thing with Two Heads on Blu-ray.
Nice. Can't wait to read that on the show next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's really easy to get Brian to buy stuff during the show, but sometimes it doesn't exactly make sense what leads to what.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. I will have it Friday.
I also got two helmets, and this is for Don since he always likes to announce other stuff. I got the Star Wars Black Series Darth Vader helmet, which is very cool, and I did a video review of it.
$100.
Yep.
It looked like a good $100, though.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Me neither. What else?
Apparently it was at Toy Fair, but I completely missed it because I was paying attention to Transformers.
What other helmet did you get?
I also got the Green Ranger Legacy helmet. So
it
showed up at Toys R Us.
I got to play with Triplets Infinity Gauntlet this weekend.
Ooh.
I am incredibly glad I did not buy that.
I told you it wasn't that great.
So I thought that my hand actually went all the way through to the fingers, and it doesn't. I mean, basically it's kind of like a marionette. The fingers are mechanical and you have to tug on a little ring connected to like a chain or something that goes in, and it's cool looking, but it's not satisfying to actually hold. Yeah, a little disappointed by that.
Okay, but see, like, the ultimate thing you would need to do is get that Darth Vader helmet, the Infinity Gauntlet, and, like, a really nice Mjolnir. and just like totally go to town with this random ass collection of the shield too.
And that
Macho Man robe that I sent you a picture of.
Yes.
So basically, Diecast would be a living incarnation of 1990s Combo Man.
Or come to think of it, a knockoff of Will West's Twitter avatar.
Mm-hmm. And then I also got some more of those Mechbands toys, the little knockoff Legends figures. I got the Springer because I need more Springer in my life. I got the Megatron Mitron, the little Legends mold. That's the knockoff of DX9's Legends Megatron. I also got two more Scourges because I already had one. I really liked it, and I figured, you know, if I'm going to display them, I need three.
At least.
And I got the Ocular Max, the blue Rumble or Frenzy figure, however you want to say it.
Do you like it?
Yeah. The arms are a little weird, but like at the shoulders.
You don't have to buy both. You can just get one.
You can just get one. Yeah.
But you.
I mean, is that only if you buy it from Taobao though?
No. That's everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Well, Diecast, speaking of the knockoffs, have you seen the Mech Fan toys? If they've solicited their KOs of the Grimlock and Snarl yet?
I know they're making them. I don't know if they're. I haven't seen them out yet. But should be shortly, from what I understand, because they're slated after the Megatron that I just got.
Okay, cool.
Cool. Real quick, while I'm thinking about it, before we go to the next person, I'm reminded of something that our pal GB Blackrock had mentioned somewhere online. We need to make sure that we mention hashtag Seacons before Unicron more. And
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. That's very important.
Yes, yeah. No. Very important. So.
No.
I'll go next. Thank you to Don, who is my hero. He got me Thundercracker from the Studio Series, so now I have it, so I don't have to worry about landing that. I didn't even think about this, because I did get this last week. I got, and Diecast got it too, I got the Studio Series Blackout.
Yep.
And I hate panel formers.
He skipped leg day. At the gym.
Oh my god, I hate panels. basically, the topmost panel that's above the, I guess cabin's not the right word, but cockpit. Thank you. It just will not stick together. I cannot get it to fit. So it's just really loose. It's beautiful otherwise, but it's a panel former. Kind of hate that.
I also got Studio Series Grimlock and Prime and Starscream, and they have not come out of the box. It's been a busy week.
Yeah, no doubt. Don, did you get anything?
Yes, I got a couple of things. One, I went back and I was thinking about what have I not gotten that I was kind of on the fence on, because I had some good sales on eBay. So I got Chigurh.
Nice.
So I got him. So I figured, because I've always preferred the Evil Star, the more classic steam locomotive version for Astro Train, but I've always liked this one as far as the robot and the train mode. Space Shuttle's a little short kind of for me, but he's that nice updated Astro Train that I think will look good beside Evil Star. So I'm looking forward to that.
So who was it? Who was it at TFCon or BotCon that was trying to get that a couple years ago? At Captured Prey's parts party or whatever it was. I don't remember. I guess it had to be Diecast then. Because I could have swore that one of you guys bought that from Orson a couple years ago.
I was looking at it, but I decided to go with Evil Star again for the classic steam locomotive.
Okay.
Steam locomotive look. That could have been me at one point. I don't know. I also picked up the other two. This is why I asked Diecast about Grimlock and Snarl. I picked up the other two of the Mech Fan Ideas upscale recolors of the DX9 Dinobots, Swoop and Sludge. So I have the three that have come out now because I showed off Slag last week. And for some reason, I'm not sure why, I haven't actually figured it out myself, but I picked up Studio Series Optimus. I watched the review. I like the transformation. Now, one thing I don't know is this a new figure, a new engineered figure, or is this a because I've thought, because one thing I've always liked about Movie Prime, and this is kind of a weird thing, is that you've got the same basic looking truck mode, but we've gotten so many transformations to still wind up with the same basic truck and the same basic robot. But getting there has been a complete tidal wave of different ways of doing it. And I couldn't remember if this was a new mold or was a tweak of an old one. The colors are a little dark for an Optimus, but it kind of makes him stand out without being, you know, in the opposite direction. You know, the darker colors make him stand out against the brighter color versions. And
can we get a truck that turns into a monkey? That's what I want.
Well, it's strange you mentioned that.
Probably on Taobao somewhere.
Yeah. Because I did mention, I think Jason was it? No, it was, I think it might have been last week when I mentioned my Visionaries Transformer crossover, the Optimus Prime getting a lion mode. So
I think it was last week, yeah.
Yeah, okay, there was that. And I got one more thing coming, and I'm going to brag on this. It's not here yet, but I'm going to brag on it anyway. Just to, because Matt taunted me for 2 weeks about having the Xenizer before me. I picked up something, sold it, made about $80 profit. I have a Xenizer coming in with a net out cash outlay of about $40.
Nice.
So I do have a Xenizer coming, and I basically got it for $40 out of pocket.
But I have mine now.
Yes, but I got mine cheaper. So
yeah, so Matt has his now, and he also values money a lot less than you do.
Yeah. So, but I do have one coming. So,
so his was probably practically free.
Oh, pretty yeah. Close. Ernest Frazier makes a good point. Diecast, wait for the next Power Rangers series because there will be a monkey that turns into a truck in that one of the Zords.
Oh, neat.
Perfect. Yeah.
Perfect. Yes.
I need that.
Shoots bananas.
It'll be blue, but it'll still count.
And will Hasbro make it at that point?
Yes.
It should.
Yes. That will be Hasbro's first series. Yes.
Yes, and it shoots banana missiles.
See, it's automatically got repaint potential because they can just repaint it red and blue, and it's Optimus Prime.
Well, it combines with the red one.
And nobody can sue them anymore.
Yeah.
So, hey, look I'm serious when I'm asking the chat this, too. And the listeners who will be listening, let me know. Contact at tfradio.net. Once Hasbro has Power Rangers and they have the Zords, and they're building that, does that then become in scope for the show? Because GoBots are in scope. GoBots aren't Transformers. I typically am pretty lenient with, like, transforming robots and stuff. I don't want to talk about the shows, but, like, do we cover news at that point?
Well, probably not news.
No, probably not news.
Yeah. But it certainly becomes on topic for what we got this week.
Go ahead, Don.
Yeah. I'm thinking, Brian, this will be a prime example, no pun intended, honestly, about this, is that we start a second podcast.
About Power Rangers. We'll call it Superhero
General
Time.
Toy Podcast.
Hosted
General
by Chris.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying, it's sort of like Brave. It's kind of going to be like a cousin, kind of, if you look at it that way. That's the way I'm looking at it. So I think if nothing else on this show, if they do recolor any of the Transformers stuff into Power Rangers, like we've seen the customized Megazord from the Dinobots, we've seen that going that way. Or if they take anything from the Power Rangers and eventually to recolor it into Transformers, we could cover that here. But the actual Power Rangers line from Hasbro, at least the first year, might deserve its own show just to see how everything unfolds.
Okay.
I'm not expecting a lot of cross-branding.
Okay. Hey, but about the General Toy Podcast, we've talked about it. I have some folks who would be interested in doing it, in part of it. The way that I approached it with you guys before, I didn't think most of you had the bandwidth to do both. Matt, you seem to be really interested in doing this, and you miss There Goes My Money a lot because of the day that we do it. Would you have it? Would
you
have?
You always schedule it for when the wrestling pay per views are.
I don't schedule it. I don't do it.
It's just wrestling. You can skip it. Who cares?
It was WrestleMania, Don.
I'm watching the.
Was Sergeant Slaughter wrestling? That. No, then who cares?
So I'm watching the wrestling as well. But would you have interest in being on it if we did that?
Yeah.
Jason, what about you?
Oh, heck yeah.
Would you have interest in producing it?
Yeah.
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay, let's talk about it after the show. Okay, so Chris, you get anything?
Yeah, so finally, after a couple months, I got the Wave 2 Power of the Primes Voyagers. So let's start at the good end. I actually like Elita a whole lot. Obviously, it's not like super different in engineering from Starscream, but everything just kind of works better with the alternate parts. The jet mode is so much better, not having fake jet stuff on the robot hanging underneath the jet. Like, it's such a small change in appearance, but it makes all the difference. Also, the colors are just beautiful. The stickers make me sad-ish, although, like, unlike Starscream, where it's chrome on flat gray and doesn't, like, contribute to a color scheme as such, these actually do introduce more different levels of color to the toy. So, like, I'm kind of torn on whether to remove them at some point or not, because it's going to make it a little bit more plain then.
Now, on the other hand, off by themselves eventually. So.
That's true. So I guess it's more a matter of, do I let nature take its course or do I intervene? Mm. You know, like the baby turtles crossing the beach. So on the other end of the spectrum, we have Hunger, who is certainly a participation trophy of a dragon.
You are wrong. Hunger is wonderful.
I mean, the robot mode is fine, since it's just basically a reskinned Silver Bolt, which was fine. It's not really doing anything for me. I basically just have it because eventually I'm going to want to have Abominus. So this was more of an obligation purchase for me than anything else. But the real winner this week, besides our viewers, of course, the real winner this week is Studio Series Thundercracker. Thank you, Don.
He's so small.
Don's awesome.
So like,
he needs like, to be upscaled.
I was saying on Twitter earlier today that...
I'm pretty big as
he is. Well played. Beautiful. I was saying on Twitter earlier today that the Nitro Mold is probably one of my very favorite recent jet transformers, and now having it with actual colors and contrast and stuff, like, it makes it look so much better than the original version. Like, that just, that it, I knew with Nitro that that was screaming for more paint coverage over that flat gray plastic, but like, this just really knocks it out of the park. The dark rich blue, the darker gray on the chest, the black, it's like night colors, Nitro Zeus basically, but it looks so good. I'm so happy with this. And unlike Brian, I like the head sculpt because I'm not wrong.
And one good thing about the Thundercracker is a lot of people were concerned about the gray, and I mentioned this before, on a figure that dark, the gray is actually a highlight, which kind of breaks up all the dark colors around it. So I don't think the gray looks near as bad in person as some people might perceive it through a monitor.
The gray definitely integrates better with the color scheme in person than the photos led me to believe. On some level, I think I would still like to see the chest be like silver instead of a gray color, but it looks really good as is. I don't think the photos really do it justice. I'll try to rectify that myself at whatever point I get around to taking pictures of this. I'll get it right where everybody else got it wrong, is basically what I'm saying.
At least they didn't make him in teal, Chris. That would have been like, he'd be like teal and pink.
Oh, Don, why do you have to hurt me so?
What do you think about an Acid Storm deco of this?
I mean, you know, Chris would be fine, I guess.
You know, I don't think people would be really that upset if this became like a new Seeker Mold. It would still be the movie aesthetic. But I mean, of all the jets we've gotten in the movie, which is granted not been that many, but that's probably the one most people would probably be willing to shell out for a good repaint of from time to time.
Maybe. I don't know. The price point's a little much.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, but instead of as the storm, I was thinking like maybe colors based on Cybertron Skywarp, like the really bright saturated purple in a different layout.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, I can do that. Outside the box. There's also, do you remember Robots in Disguise Night Cruise, the recolor of Beast Machine Spy Streak?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would also be a good fit on this, especially since
that's got, like, the Night Cruise
mold has... It's got like a really light blue, but it's mostly black with like highlight panel lining. Yeah. Really pretty. I don't know if they could quite do that justice, but like it that color scheme would work on this, and the Nitro Zeus mold has all the hardware on the arms, just like that Spy Streak mold did. So there's kind of a visual connection either way.
Hey, and when that came out, Eric was 1 year old.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, there's a couple, you know, that Nitro Zeus mold could also work as a couple of the G2 jets. The blue afterburner, and you could also probably do the silver one. I can't remember the name of that one, unfortunately, right now, that one. Or it could also be a good Heatseeker homage if you recolor it as Heatseeker.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff you could potentially do with this mold, you know, with some new head sculpts, maybe some other little alternate parts here and there to vary them a little bit. But, I mean, this has potential to it. I kind of like it for being just kind of almost a blank canvas to work from. That's why I miss getting like a lot of new character stuff in Generations, because that's where you really get your potential for reusing those molds over and over again, because it's not tied to one specific recognizable character design. It's more about how you can explore this completely new thing and what different ways you can work with that.
Okay, let's see here. Matt, what'd you get?
Okay, first off, Don, the silver one was Skydive.
Okay, thanks. I was blanking on the name there. I wanted to say something completely different, but thank you.
Not a problem. Okay, so I picked up Rodimus Unicronus because I said I would buy one when I found it on deep clearance. I did not expect that to be a month and a half after it came out, but, you know.
How much?
$30.
Oh. Where? From where?
Walmart. I got the last one at my Walmart.
Interesting.
I hope I find it like that.
Yeah, me too.
Why
did that be on clearance already? That's kind of...
Well, it could be that they're just... Because I think they're going into a layout change for spring and summer, so they could just be getting rid of a lot of stuff to make room.
Yeah, I expected to get one on clearance, you know, 6 months down the road or so, but yeah.
It's also possible that store has the Power of the Primes leaders cross-referenced with the Titans Return ones, and someone made a little goof.
But the tolerances on it are actually better than the ones on the regular Rodimus Prime. I had no problem getting the cab and the trailer sections together this time. And the other Walmart, for the first time in almost exactly a year, stocked Power Rangers Legacy figures, and I got the one Zero Ranger 5 they had.
Nice!
All right.
Hey, that's Starman from Pro Wrestling. What are you talking about?
And today in the mail from HLJ, I got Chojin Getai Live Robo.
Ooh.
Huh. Whoa.
That's... Super mini plaw. So I have a new model.
It'll only be 6 months until you build it.
I don't know. I had a lot of fun doing the Zhu Ranger one, so I'll probably get on this weekend.
I have a ton of Kabaya kits that Dak Rowland sent me and JD like 6 years ago that I'm still trying to build.
I'm still trying not to buy Super Mini Ply Galfigar because I have the SRC version.
Yeah, I might have to bite when the Super Mini Ply Cockranger stuff comes out.
I will absolutely buy all three of those sets, but I got to get Live Boxer first, and that's still up for pre-order, I think.
Yeah. Cool.
Anything else?
Now they're doing the Shogun's order, right?
Yeah, they're doing the whole
the Muteki Shogun. They're doing all three. Yeah, that's all I got, bro.
Cool.
Don, you want to make sure to get a Super Mini Pla King Brachion Titanus so that you can do Shogun and Ninja Ultra Zords when those later kits come out.
I just want Shogun Zord.
Cool. Jason, did you get anything?
No, I've got stuff on pre-order and in my pile that can't be shipped yet, so eventually
boo,
I will.
Boo, boo. Yeah. Rob?
Only things I got the last couple of weeks were a chest cold, and I think I thanked whoever sent me those shoes off of my Amazon wish list. Those things fit like a dream, and they made running up and down downtown for jury duty a lot easier. So thank you again.
Nice, nice.
That's so great.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. No, go ahead. John, I forgot John.
John.
I got a Super Nintendo Classic for regular price, but no Transformers.
My buddy Ricky did as well at Best Buy this past weekend.
Yay.
Yeah. we found one at Best Buy. Go ahead, Don.
Oh, I was going to say this to all the listeners. I know we don't usually promote one store over another, But Big Bad does have a big third party sale going on. I think they just started it today.
That's news.
Yeah, they have a couple things. I picked up the Iron Factory Minicon sets that go with Heavy Tread or Bombshock and Power Core Combiners to give you that Bruticus like robot. I picked up each set for $25 a set, which is because remember, Chris, the store wanted to charge me $40 for one set open.
Yeah.
So I picked up those two sets for me. And then thanks to Chris braiding me and threatening me with a chair, I went back and pre-ordered the Nightmare for Annihilator because I have the first version of the Nightmare for Optimus, the one that they didn't go back and recolor and retweak. But I did decided to pick up the Annihilator version to get the better version of the mold. And one thing that they have on sale, if it's still there, the SXX overclocking, the IDW kind of blur, is $30.
Yeah,
that is an excellent toy for $30. I mean, I bought mine at 60 and was happy with it at 60 when I found it on clearance online.
Cool.
But that's an excellent figure for $30.
Cool. Hey, real quick, one thing I want to mention that I got, it's sort of something I got. This is mostly for longtime listeners. I was digging in the basement looking for, I realized I had a box of Lego down there, so I wanted to see what I had. And I found the RFC netbook, which contains the soul of the RFC computer.
Oh.
That's fantastic.
I didn't open him up. I turned the computer on, but I didn't bring him up, so his software is still on the hard drive. It's been over 4 years since I turned this on, so the RFC computer may live again, and he may not. We'll see.
He'll just have to update for a couple weeks.
If it updates, the computer will die.
Actually, I tried to go to Windows Update, and it wouldn't update, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just as well, because the update would take out the computer's voice, I think.
Yes, so, sadness. Oh, but
it probably said, "Are you kidding me?"
So we'll see where that goes. Okay, hey, so like I said, we're skipping this week in history. We're jumping straight to the big news. And guys, stop the presses. Stop the presses. X2 Toys reveals Giga Raiden, which is another unofficial Optimus Prime.
Yes.
In case you needed an unofficial Optimus Prime in your life.
We needed.
That actually looks like Robot Masters Optimus Prime.
Except slightly better, which...
Well, you know, Don, every Optimus Prime is someone's first Optimus Prime, so there's someone out there who has legitimate nostalgia for Robot Masters Optimus Prime, target audience for this, all two of them.
both of them.
I will admit, the robot mode does look pretty good, but the truck mode just...
I'll give it credit. It looks better in color than the initial prototype photos looked.
Yes.
Because the forearm the biceps are a different material from the rest of the arms, apparently. So it looked really janky and mismatched. But there's no helping that truck mode color or otherwise.
So I'll say this. Yes, it looks like crap. And yes, I'm giving it crap. But at the same time, I love it, especially...
Okay, you say that, but you should bear in mind this is priced at like $60 or $70.
Oh, never mind. I love the vehicle mode. It looks like... it looks like something between like a Dollar Tree Transformer and a Family Dollar Transformer. It's like something in between the two. But when you tell me it's $70... Yeah, I'm going to skip that.
What scale is this thing, anyway?
They keep saying it's supposed to scale with classics. Okay. It also, I saw a picture of it with the, as you call it, Voyager Spy Changer Optimus' Titan Master on it.
Okay.
So that should give you a basic idea.
It looks like
probably somewhere between a Deluxe and a Voyager.
It looks like the best. It looks like the best Legends toy ever.
And it's only 6 or 7 inches tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if this were like deluxe pricing, I would probably be interested. But for $60 or $70, no.
No,
you can buy much better primes for a lot less money.
Yeah, go ahead.
I will say this was discussed on the latest There Goes My Money, and one of us did say they might get it. I won't say who that person is. But if you want to find out, you should listen.
Yes, absolutely.
Someone did say they might get it.
I would buy it on clearance for $20. Absolutely.
Well, there's a Nemesis color, so is it Eric?
He wasn't on the show this weekend. So.
No, he wasn't. Although I believe that person did mention specifically. Okay, fine, it was me. I might get this Nemesis colors, but. Mm.
So we have new official images of Power of the Primes Wave 3, Prime Masters, Bomb Burst, Bludgeon, and Octopunch. I need Octopunch in my life.
Yep.
My life is not going to be complete until I have Octopunch in it.
I wish I had Wave 2.
Yeah. I don't remember if I do or not. That's the sad part.
You mean yeah. This Wave 2?
Yes, that Wave 2.
I've got that.
And of course, Landmine decided to fall under my chair when I was trying to grab them.
Yeah, I don't have a single... Well, no, I have one single figure from Wave 2, and that's Blackwing because of XV.
Yeah, and if you would have spoke up sooner, you probably could have had another set of these Prime Masters, because I found some more and just sold them yesterday.
No, I have two sets on order. I'm just waiting for them to come in.
And Bludgeon looks good, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, man, I love that Octopunch. I never thought we would get another... official non-convention Octopunch, but you know they're running.
This one doesn't have ducks on his chest.
Yeah, and they're running out of characters, so they got to do it eventually. We're getting another Big Daddy soon, guys. I'm pretty sure.
Hey, they keep repainting that Cybertron downshift. I'll keep buying it.
Well, I mean, it would be like a repaint of like the Power of the Primes Jazz or something.
Yeah, you know, Don, if they tried to release Cybertron Downshift today, I think they'd have to charge $30 for it.
Probably, and I would probably pay that, depending on who the character was.
Yeah, you probably would.
Because I love that mold. That's one of my favorite Cybertron. That's one of my favorite figures.
You know, I like that mold for some of what it is, you know, being an unusual kind of car in Transformers. I've mentioned on previous shows, that's something that really gets my attention. Almost retro diacloneness of the robot mode is kind of cool. I like the gimmick. It's unintrusive, but still kind of neat. But that's not a good action figure at all.
No, it just visually looks really pretty on the shelf.
Yeah, we can agree on that.
So we're getting what's the best way of putting this? So we're getting Rescue Bots Academy, which is the extension of Rescue Bots. Is this what, the third series, fourth series in Rescue Bots?
No, second series.
It's a sequel.
No.
From what's been said before, it's going to actually skew towards even younger demographics than the current Rescue Bots. So
how?
Yeah. It's basically trainees, and they're not using the same voice cast. They are even replacing Peter Cullen, and they're going with, apparently from what I've read, non-union actors to
That's
save
good.
Money.
It'll be cheaper.
Yeah, but the problem is though. If you liked Rescue Bots like me, because Rescue Bots was a very fun show,
yeah,
and it was very well done. And now you've got your voice actors being completely replaced for, you know, basically budget reasons.
Hey, it worked for Dragon Ball Z. Doesn't mean it always works. Doesn't mean it always works. I'm joking. I'm trying.
Yes, I don't think the kids, the little kids that this is intended.
I know. It's just
for them to watch are going to care what voice actors
go ahead.
On this.
Go ahead, Rob.
You might be surprised about that, because I remember detecting very clearly when a voice actor changed when I was very little, and it always bugged me.
Yeah, me too.
Mm.
Yeah,
but no, I was going to say it's also just kind of funny with some of the Dragon Ball Z voice actors, because I know at least one of them is not particularly fond of his Ocean Group counterpart, and it's like, dude, that guy has, you know, been your meal ticket for 20 years now. You're still doing that voice.
So Rescue Bots Academy for Don. And I mean, the other, I'm not just saying Don, but for other folks out there who like that, it's continuing.
I've seen every episode of the original because I watch it with my son. And Don's right. It is actually a very good show. One of the new trainees is a female Whirl, which I think is kind of a, I don't know if that's like a nod to his like Hollow Avatar in the IDW comics, but that was pretty cool.
Cool. Hmm. Very cool. Okay. So Gary Chalk will attend TFCon Toronto 2018. Diecast, do you think you're going to this one?
No, not Toronto.
I would love to see Gary Chalk again. He's such an awesome dude. So if you're going he absolutely is. So if you're going to TFCon in Toronto, absolutely. And Aegis 3 and up is actually sponsoring Gary Chalk to go. So Gary Chalk is a wonderful human being.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got lucky. A couple many years ago when we were at BotCon, he and I were actually taking the same bus back to the airport. And we got to talking about, you know, I wasn't trying to pry or anything. I just, I had a question I couldn't ask. And I just asked if I could ask him that one question. I don't remember what it was.
Can I have a vial of your blood?
But, you know, but we got to talking because it was right when
I want to raise an army.
Yeah. Well, yeah, everyone needs an army of Russian Stargate commanders.
But, yes. Yes, they do.
Yep. But no, I think basically I was asking him about, you know, is there any way in the ADR booth, because this is when all this was first started, it was something along the lines of, you know, are you allowed to improvise any like you did in Beast Wars to get, because they've said a lot of these lines that we know from Beast Wars were not in the original script. These were what the actors felt their characters would say in that point. And there were several examples of that. He and I were talking about how he felt ADR was a little limited compared to self, you know, from the ground creation.
Oh yeah, of course.
But, yeah. It was just a really nice little conversation. He is just really the nicest guy to talk to. He's just awesome.
So changing gears, Flame Toys, who have they're an official third party licensee of Hasbro. We've talked about their Tarn and Drift figure in the past, which I don't remember seeing their Star Saber. I didn't realize there was a Star Saber.
I think there's been like one or two images of it, maybe just a like design sketches. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. The next toy in the line is an Optimus Prime, and it does.
Well, that's a separate line. So they're doing the stuff like Drift and Tarn, which are the big,
yeah,
fancy 3A-esque figures, I guess. And then they're doing a series of like model kit figures. So I think the Optimus, the Star Saber might be part of this too. There's some Starscream, I think. So it's actually a separate license line.
Yeah. No, this is with Drift and. This is with Drift and Tarn. Okay. There is another version.
This is why I actually remembered that Star Saber existed, because I saw that this was listed as 04 with Tarn being 02.
Okay.
And I actually had to go do the research and figure out what number 3 was.
So. I don't care for it. It's not my thing.
It's Super Robot.
Yeah.
It's Galaxy Convoy, but G1 Optimus. I mean, it kind of
exactly.
Fit.
Yeah.
I mean, there's this unfortunate thing that whenever Japanese designers get turned loose on the G1 Optimus Prime design, what you get is inevitably a Gundam. Yeah, and this is a really nice
exactly,
Gundam.
You're right. I was going to say, this is like someone, if one, because in Build Fighters Trial, we got Trion 3, which was a super robot. This is like if someone built a Gundam in the current Build Fighters that looked like Optimus Prime.
I think the Star Saber skewed really heavy toward looking like a Gundam too.
I think so, yeah.
So
yeah.
Basically, the Japanese characters or the Japanese robots tend to look like Transformers without souls. Is basically what we're saying. Like
sure.
The G1 characters, they have their own agency. They have, it's like they have like a soul, but like the characters like this look like they have a pilot that drives them around or.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see where you're going with that, yeah.
The closest thing I can think of that people might know as far as third party is the Optimus Prime and the Megatron that we got from Jason, the Striker Noir and the Striker Manus.
Make Toys?
Yeah, from Make Toys. This is what that kind of the aesthetic reminds me of, is something. I mean, I like this. It's not Optimus Prime, but it's a nice like anime take on Optimus, maybe in color. But with the way these prices have been running for these figures, I hate to even think what this is going to cost.
Yeah.
No, that's funny that Brian makes that distinction between like a character with agency and just like a robot someone might pilot, because a lot of third-party stuff falls in that latter category.
Absolutely. That's what I don't like about a lot of these things.
Yeah, you can almost imagine his grill folding down and a pilot jumping in the grill and the grill folding up or something.
A perfect example of that is that Leonidas figure, the Lyo Convoy. It's beautiful, but it
looks like a Zoid.
Looks like a Zoid, but it doesn't look like it's a character, and that's what bugs me about it.
You know, you're right. There's Transformers are character designs. Gundams are industrial design, for lack of a better way to put it.
Perfect. That's exactly you nailed it.
Which I think is why Sid Mead worked so well on Turn A Gundam, because that was just like different kinds of exercises in industrial design.
Yes, exactly.
Robot mustache.
Well, you know.
Yeah. So it looks like we have early prototype photos of MMC's reformatted unofficial Tesaris, which is this the last in the DJD?
No. There would still be Helix to come.
We haven't got Helix yet, yeah.
There's still Helix to pay.
Looks good. It really does. I don't have any of the figures. I have Impactor. I guess Impactor is part of this.
The reformatted.
Yeah. But I don't have any other figure from their formatted series that I know.
I bought the first one off Diecast at TFCon 3 years ago.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, so we're basically working on the fans project timescale here.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
And so this, this looks like it's an engineering proof or some other kind of like 3D printed early prototype. So it's still going to be a while before they have a final product to sell for Tesseris.
What does he turn into?
This is progress.
A blender.
Okay. So I guess now you can answer, will it blend?
Well, in his case,
was his gimmick in the comics, literally.
I would love to see this fight Devastator, then, from Revenge of the Fallen.
A blend off.
Blend off.
One sucks and one blows.
So, I just want to follow up on the Encore God Fire Convoy. So there were recall rumors of the toy, but apparently those were false, right?
Yeah, the group that originally posted the rumor that it was going to be recalled, if you go far enough down in the replies and translate out of Chinese, you can see that the they were wrong and there was not, in fact, a recall. I'd seen some isolated things on Twitter of problems people had with the thing. But after I read this, I assumed that the problems were just isolated and it was not a major thing. And I may have been wrong again, because there's Jack posted to T-Formers a Japanese YouTube video detailing some of the issues that people are having with the molds. So,
yeah, and
I don't know if you'd want to really spend $300 on this at the moment. Yeah.
Well, nope. Having handled Fire Convoy and God Magnus at one point or another in my years, I would say no, you don't want to spend $300 on that pair of toys.
That is correct.
Yeah.
And Rob, you raised a real good point in the article that this is with these possible QC issues, this is not something to tie bow around with.
Yeah.
No.
So Magnus obviously is a pretty crummy toy.
Well, it's not.
Yeah, it is. But Fire Convoy is an okay toy.
Fire Convoy is an okay toy. It's really got Magnus that drags the pair down.
Fire Convoy is an okay. And Don, I'm not saying this to pick on you. I seriously mean this. So hear me out. Fire Convoy is an okay toy, not a great toy. It could really stand some. The toy could really stand some reengineering. It could be a great toy. So I would like to see a new take on Super Fire Convoy that would actually make it a good toy.
So picture this.
Oh, okay.
Picture it. Sicily, 2013. The Hasbro Transformers engineering team of that era re-engineering Fire Convoy so it can transform into its super robot mode all like as one piece. No separate armor pieces to take off and reassemble. You go from truck mode to super robot all in one thing. It like that can be done so beautifully with the right designers behind it.
Yeah, it could.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I will agree, Brian. As he is right now, Super Fire Convoy, as I have said, is my favorite non-Masterpiece Optimus, because Masterpiece is a whole different level from the basic consumer product. So I think Fire Convoy is the best design they've ever done. I don't think Magnus is that bad. He's all legs, yes, but I don't think he's a bad toy.
I saw someone break down God Magnus really well. It's great in vehicle mode as a display piece for the Car Robot Brothers.
Yeah, that's accurate. It really is.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Don. Please continue.
I know, but I would buy if we get Masterpiece Fire Convoy. That would be like just awesome.
So what I would like, Chris had mentioned taking Fire Convoy from vehicle mode to Super Fire Convoy mode. I would like to have something in between, because you can't really have that cab of Fire Convoy just be. I mean,
I really like the small robot.
I do too. I do too. But it's not a standalone piece. I would like them to re-engineer it to where it's a standalone piece, where you could have a Fire Convoy without having to have that trailer turn into the parts for Super Fire Convoy.
Well, Brian Paladin brings up a good point. Are you basically wanting the Titanium figure just done better?
The Titanium,
have that.
Titanium figure is the Superfire Convoy there, right? I don't own it, so
I think Paladin's response was more toward what I was saying.
Yeah. I want a really nice Fire Convoy, and I would like to have a vehicle mode that makes sense for it.
That's not asking too much.
No, I mean, you could do, and Transformers loves these, the airport emergency response fire trucks.
Oh, yeah.
You could do that as the base for a Fire Convoy toy that just turns into the basic robot form. You could totally get one from the other there.
So Blade Raider said, so Combiner Wars Ultra Magnus. Actually, I'm thinking more Combiner Wars Hotshot, something more like that.
Yeah, actually, that's a really good proof of concept for what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, basically, Fire Convoy would be a really great Brave toy. You would have the trailer that's just like J-Decker. For those of you that know Brave, J-Decker, where you've got the cab of the vehicle is Optimus, and then the trailer is all one piece, but it becomes the rest of Fire Convoy, and you just plug him into it.
And yeah, if they had engineered Fire Convoy like that, that would have been brilliant.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so what do we got next? Okay, so I put this in here because I thought somebody would be interested in it, but I don't know much about it. So Dengeki Hobby announces Transformers Quad Barrel Shotgun gift campaign. So it looks like with the purchase of any Takaratomi Transformers product of 4,000 yen or more, you get basically this quadruple barrel shotgun that you
can... Which is one of Age of Extinction Hound's weapons.
But this one's colored like...
Optimus colors.
So I think that's really neat. I like that.
It's interesting, though, because I was pretty sure the original had that piece cast in unpaintable plastic. So they've either cast it in a material it wasn't designed for, or they're doing some trickery here. Maybe it's stickers.
Could be. But that's pretty cool.
Maybe they just didn't paint it on Hound to save money, since Hound was a pretty
Possible. It just felt like it was unpaintable plastic. I mean, you know how it's got that different kind of texture to it.
Yeah.
So we have photos of I guess a test shot for Fans Toys FT-29 Quietus,
it's a Latin word.
Okay, Quietus, whatever. It's Cyclonus. Basically, it comes with two heads, the IDW head and the G1 inspired head.
Oh my god, that head on it is terrible.
That's the G1 head.
No, it's not. That's
it's the IDW head.
Well, that's what Brian's showing on the stream
now. Oh my god, that does not look right at all.
I'm not super crazy about either head, to be honest.
The G1 looks great.
Looks okay. It looks off to me, though.
You're wrong.
Yeah, there's...
It's off.
There's something wrong with the ears.
Yes.
They've leaned into the bunny ear thing a little too hard, I think.
I mean, it looks nice otherwise.
Oh, it looks
it's
fine.
Better than the other one.
Dr. Wu or someone could make a replacement head for this, or KFC, it doesn't really matter. Like, that'd be an easy thing, especially since it's already designed for alternate head options.
Well, just use a pair of snips.
That can be fixed.
Just use a pair of snips.
That can be fixed more properly than that.
Yeah, what's the Mega Man character where you pull, like, Scissor Man?
Cut Man.
Okay. And that's like what he would do is just, like, as a brave attack, just he'll pull his ears off and put them together and make a boomerang or something.
Yeah.
Scissors, Don. Scissors. He's Cut Man. Boomerang Man is a different robot master.
Yes. Okay. Quick Man.
Yeah.
So
not to be confused with Captain Boomerang.
So Diecast, I'm going to ask you about this one. Did you see photos and video from this weekend? Wai Zhang's display. Where was this?
China.
Somewhere in China.
They did offer to fly me in to, you know, but it was just like a conflict of scheduling, and I couldn't go.
This is so IP theft heavy. It's so crazy.
Yeah, and I think this is like, you know, a legit proper trade show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the Shanghai show, isn't it?
No, I don't think.
Okay.
Guangzhou.
Yeah, thank you.
They have such an amazing booth, so this has to be all this theft they're doing has to be pretty lucrative.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah.
So, John, if you, we John, talked about this more a few questions
months ago,
for...
I think. Okay, Jason, I'll be quick and then you can go. We talked a few months ago about this, like the majority of third party product, and that includes, you know, straight up bootlegs like this, is mainly designed for the Asian marketplace, a lot of which is in China. So like they make a lot of sales there more than they ever do to the likes of us.
And there's not there's nothing Hasbro can do about it, really, right. So much there. Go ahead, Jason.
Well, no, I was just going to say, because John was asking for questions for Bill, if you still need one, yeah, how does this happen? But yeah, probably because they can't do much about it. But this is a big example. I don't think we've seen an example like this before, have we?
Like this. Yeah, is... yeah, okay. We have. Just real quick, are those Robot Force figures, are they the Hasbro mold of Combiner Wars Devastator?
No, I don't think so.
That's what it looks like.
So one of them looks like they're like Legends class toys or that size, and then the other one looks like they might be the Hercules figures.
Oh,
possibly.
The upscaled Hercules. That's the one you're.
Yeah. So they, I don't know what I think about their Not Omega Supreme.
It's a good playset.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And, you know, sometimes there's a real value in that more than having a big robot.
And, like, I'm basing it on looks, so it may actually be better than, say, like, Gabriel. But I would, like, I'm half considering, like, if I just had the money to blow, I would consider getting Ouchkiss My Walletus. I would consider it. But yeah. I don't think so with this.
Well, you know, I like this Wajang Omega. Yeah, it, you know, the IP is, you know, not in the gray area at all. But it's basically an official product, kind of like their Megatron. They made this themselves, you know, as a, it's not a KO, it's not an upscale. So they're making their own product. And at least Wajang is known for a level of quality that from, you know, the figures that I've bought. I think Gabriel is a very interesting version. I like Gabriel. I'm probably going to get their Guardian color recolor so I can have both molds. But like I said before on this week's There Goes Our Money, I hope they do this as Omega Supreme, just so I can have all three versions of the Omega, but different characters.
But they're making these new molds with IP thefted and product thefted money.
Yeah. Thefted.
Stolen.
Thefted.
So it's been thefted. It is interesting.
Well,
it,
if anything, the past tense of theft would be thieved.
They thieved it.
I love that. So so people out there who are not English speakers who listen to the show, to brush up on your English, that is not correct. Actually, you know better than we do because you actually know the... Because
you actually give a damn about speaking English well.
Where we don't. But it is interesting how they went from just literal total theft. I mean, you cannot, like making a character that looks like somebody else, that's sort of a gray area. But when you are literally stealing the molds or recasting stuff, I mean, that's theft. It's interesting how they are using that to, like Diecast said, to fund these new molds. And it's... I don't know. It's just it's not really cool, but I mean, I respect their balls in doing it, though.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. You have to appreciate their like ambition, I guess.
Yeah. I mean,
now, I hope they've done their own original robot. Well, I think they're original because I don't know if they're from something else. I don't recognize it. But if Wajang would start doing their own line of robots. That was totally in-house created. That could be something really special with the quality that they've shown and the engineering they've shown in making this Omega. I really hope they'll eventually venture into their own line of product. So I'm hoping for that.
I was going to skip this, but I guess I'll go into it. All this Black Mamba stuff. I mean, this doesn't look good.
No, it does. It looks great.
You think so?
There's pieces there that Optimus Prime looks really good.
That Galvatron looks awful.
The Optimus looks good because it's a bootleg of the Power of the Primes one.
Is it?
Yeah.
No. The first Optimus, the movie Optimus. The movie one. That looks good. I can't tell what it's...
Can't tell if the forearms are good or not, but I'm sure Eric will tell us later.
Yeah. That might be their own design because I don't think I've seen that design before.
Yeah, no, I mean, they seem to have a little bit of original stuff, but like Wajang, they're also doing like bootleg stuff. On the other hand, there's the Galvatron Kilby show.
So
right
this,
now.
Yeah, this no. looks like
God yeah, that awful. Looks that this, looks so, horrible. But so that's only I because we out. Got a really good one. We have Fans Toys Galvatron, well, no, which is not, amazing.
It's not that. It's because this looks like it was made by Rob Liefeld.
to me, what
no,
it looks,
this has feet.
Yeah, feet.
True.
To me, what this looks like, it looks like the G1. It looks like background art for a Galvatron statue that Galvatron is standing in front of.
Kind of, yeah,
it does.
So, now,
something I've been trying to remember about this. Didn't somebody else threaten to make a G1 styled Combiner Wars compatible Motor Master at one point?
And I think they actually did, and nobody cared.
It was Lone Wolf by Bold Forms.
Yeah,
Vangelis has a review up for it.
It was garbage.
Yeah, I think I remember when I watched it. There's a lot of great ideas in what they were trying to do, making a G1 Combiner Wars compatible Motor Master, but the execution was not there. But there was a lot of good ideas. It's just the follow through didn't work out.
This one looks great. This one absolutely looks great, and even incorporates the little chest minion.
Blackjack.
Blackjack, yeah.
What he'll be showing right now is what we think are oversized Power of the Primes Dinobots knockoffs, which
shameful.
Is probably, well, it's probably mainly what people are going to care about Black Mamba for.
Yeah, just shameful.
I don't know that I'm interested in those molds being knocked off.
Me neither.
They're upscale.
Well, until they do like G2 Dinobots, or they make some kind of nice recolor of the Dinobots that we've got, I think I'm Dinobotted out once I
people will be interested in this because of the big, larger scale of the figures. Deluxes are too small.
I've been saying for weeks, if Weijang does a set of the Power of the Primes Dinobots like they did with some of the Combiner Wars stuff at that same size, I'm totally up for getting some of those because they'll actually make a properly sized and coherent team with a Voyager Grimlock I already have, probably.
And per Eric in the chat, those forearms on Optimus are excellent, he says.
Oh, good. Yeah, that Optimus Prime looks really good. I'm not saying it's going to be. I don't know if they stole the mold off someone, but from what I can see, it looks new.
Yeah.
Who can even tell anymore? There's so many of these floating around.
It's very hard.
I'm sure there's someone out there keeping track.
Before we go off of this topic, the Black Mamba Motor Master looks like it's a little bit more solid of an engineering project, but there are aspects of like the sculpt details that really are not hitting for me. So I think this might be another net loss.
I think it looks better as a torso than it does as an individual robot, I think.
Yeah.
So Diecast talking about thinking it's new. Some of this stuff is not new. What that actually has in common with is the Transformers Studio Series, because some of the toys are new, some of them are retools, and you can get those at tfradio.net/studio from Amazon. So if you want like leader class Grimlock, he's $49 with free Prime shipping.
Very pretty.
So I got Blackout. Blackout is actually looks like Blackout may be out of stock at regular retail price.
I think, keep watching. It keeps coming back in.
Yeah, but all these others here, Optimus Prime, Stinger, which I actually really like. If you like that Starscream, Bumblebee, Ratchet, they're all there. Crowbar, tfradio.net/studio takes you right to Amazon, and you can buy these and get them at retail price. Get them if you are in an area where you have same-day shipping and they are in stock at your local Amazon warehouse. You might be able to get them same day. If not, hopefully you can get it in a couple days. tfradio.net/studio and buy some toilet paper or soap or shaving cream or something else while you're there. Bactine. tfradio.net/massieattack. Don got attacked by Massey on his ankle. And
it's pretty bad.
Pretty bad. Don could use some Bactine.
Well, I've got
one of the best cats ever. We got to send him some catnip or something.
Diecast, did you see the picture I posted?
No.
You need to see the picture before you say that, because he tore my ankle to hell.
Is there a scratching post on the Massey attack list?
I'm going to add it right now.
That's what we should do. We should get a custom scratching post in the shape of Don's leg.
Yes. Yeah.
And then he will just be confused and scratch that instead of Don.
Like, make sure you have it made out of ballistics gel so he feels like he's actually clawing flesh.
Don, did you doodle on some paper or something and Massey got mad at you, or...
I don't know. I got up to use the bathroom at 3 o'clock in the morning, and he just...
I think I was playing Ice Ice Baby too loud.
You woke him up. That's probably why.
Well, I if you see the picture I tweeted out, I'm saying don't go and buy stuff off the Massey attack list. I've got gel, I've got alcohol and peroxide, all that kind of stuff.
No, it's just, you need to buy it.
But it's just...
Can you get alcohol on Amazon?
Rubbing alcohol, yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Yes, latch on some alcohol for the next Massey attack.
Nobody wants to see me drunk.
Yes, actually, I do.
It's entirely possible if you got drunk, you'd be incapable of using your computer anyway, so...
But Massey could use some scratching posts, tfradio.net/MasseyAttack.
Or get Massey some booze.
Yeah, tfradio.net/MasseyAttack.
Slip a little NyQuil into his water bowl.
Unless he's an angry drunk.
Oh, you know he would be.
Yeah. Well, Cat Max says MP Massey before Unicron. And then Blade Reader says Massey attack on Diecast before Unicron.
So, okay, I'm sure.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Where do I sign? Yeah.
Right? Hey, also, as a point of order for Kilby's advertisement earlier, there's only one Studio Series toy we know for sure shares parts with a previous toy, and that's Crowbar.
I thought Bumblebee was a retool.
As far as we can tell, Bumblebee just is an engineering clone.
Really? Okay, neat. I didn't know that. Okay. You know what? You can also get Mallow Cups for Don at tfradio.net/MasseyAttack.
Is the coffin still up there?
Coffin's still there. Nobody's bought that yet. Nobody's bought the bottle of grenadine, but Don could absolutely use that. Or nobody's bought the Spock socks with the Vulcaneers. Or Beast Machines, the complete series.
No,
he wants.
I'm in enough pain as it is.
Okay, so hey, Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, well, I have finally gotten back to the Brands of Transformers series, and this week is Galoob. After that, we've got looks at a whole bunch of different statues from Imaginarium Art, Galvatron, Wheeljack, and Jazz. Studio Series is now hitting at Walmart across the U.S. Cyberverse Slipstream, voice actor revealed as Leanne Marie Dobbs. I'm not familiar with her work, but
she seems
really excited about it, so I'm glad for her. And lastly, of course, there's the video talking about the problems with the Godfire Convoy reissue. And also some quick photos of Tyrese Gibson's estate.
It's crazy.
In Georgia, yeah. And the gigantic bumblebee statue therein.
So because I didn't put it in the show notes, Don, I will go ahead and read this for you. I apologize for that. What's on the network this week? We have There Goes My Money, episode 38. I'm getting it from Taobao. This week on There Goes My Money, we're back, and Master Don joins Diecast XV and Jason, who clearly needs a cooler name, to discuss several pre-orders from the last month and a half. Want a highly articulated non-transforming Tarn? We have it. A re-release of a classic third-party Windblade? We have that, too. How about a trailer for your official or third-party Optimus Prime? Heck, there's even two more third-party Optimus Primes because, of course, there are. Yes, friends, all that and more on this week's There Goes My Money. And RPG Lessons Learned, episode 49, Holy Matrimony from L5R. This week on RPGLL, Tanner, the GM from Shadow of the Cabal, joins us to talk about running us through his L5R one-shot, Holy Matrimony. Awesome. So you can find us in this episode at tfradio.net/566. To view the show notes, you can leave us a voicemail at 931-99-GOBOT. There is a way. I used to have it on one of the old sites that we had where you could leave a voicemail from an app that I had built on the site. You could just click it and record something. That was years ago. Times change. 931-99-GOBOT. It's 931-994-6268.
Why did you even bring that up?
Well, I started to say that you can do it at tfradio.net, but because at one point you could. We don't have that anymore.
Was it just some kind of in-browser recorder that sent to Dropbox or something?
Yeah, something like that. I think it actually, what it was, it didn't go to Dropbox. It was like some service that, was it MS? No, it wasn't MSN Messenger. It might have been Yahoo Messenger or something that would basically make phone calls for you from your browser. And I had it calling like our voicemail line. It doesn't matter. That was like at the old Squarespace site. Like version 2 of that from like 2010.
Oh, you better pick it up, Brian. Don's falling asleep.
Don is falling asleep.
No, I'm not. I'm just listening contentedly.
So, if John, have you recorded that podcast yet with Bill?
No. So we're probably gonna do it within a week.
So if you have questions, send them to @TFRadio on Twitter, or @ThatJohnD on Twitter, or contact at TFRadio.net. Yeah, or both. Find us at TF Radio on Twitter, at Facebook at Facebook.com/TF Radio, and on Instagram at TF Podcast. Rob Springer is at RoboRobSpringer and at ZoneBase.org. I am at BKilby on Twitter and at Brian Kilby on the Instagrams. Chris is on Twitter at ChrisRTXV and on Flickr at Flickr.com/RTXV. ChrisRTXV.
Check my Twitter for my sales list. It's got good stuff on it right now.
It does. It does. Hey, and while we're talking about sales lists, Blade Raider on Twitter is actually trying to sell his Unite Warriors Bruticus. And it's a good price on it. So I've seen that a couple times. If I was looking for that, I would snatch it up. So, Don, how do people get a hold of you?
I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4EVR.
Jason.
I am at Jason S. Kirk on Twitter and Instagram, and also EverlastingMinute.com and Povicsy.com.
Matt Melvar at Melvar, M-E-L-L-L, V-A-R-R, yeah, 3 L's, 2 R's, M-E-L-L-L-V-A-R-R. Rob?
I'm on Twitter at Figure Reviewers and Flailthroughs, also on YouTube at Flailthroughs. Currently still playing Gundam games, waiting for the big Gundam Battle Operation 2 beta test next Friday. And of course, any Transformers video reviews that XV and I do can be found on YouTube at TFormers TV.
John,
that John D everywhere,
and Diecast.
I'm on YouTube at RFC Reviews. Check out my Darth Vader Black Series helmet review because it's only a couple of minutes and it's pretty cool. And then I'm also on Twitter at Diecast2 and on Facebook at Reviews by Diecast.
And we will be here for you because that's what we do. We're here for you. We do this because we love you.
Yeah. Except for Chris. We're here when you need us. Yeah. We're here when you need us. We're Physicians Mutual.
And our live chat is saying a whole bunch of things before Unicron, which drives me nuts.
Also, on the subject of Jason needing a cooler name, Eric seems to have a suggestion he likes. He says Good Stuff should be Jason's cooler name. So apparently he's, you know, a big fan of Jason.
Mr. Good Stuff?
Yeah. Blade Raider has a portmanteau of Jason and Argonaut. It's Jasonaut. I kind of like that.
I just call him Captain Kirk.
That works.
Yeah.
No, true. he can't be Captain Kirk.
Well, how about like Jason X? Like, you know, the X is a variable and you can plug in whatever you want, but he's like Jason X.
Why do you want to name me after X-Force? A terrible movie?
Yeah.
My favorite Friday the 13th movie.
Really?
was that a Friday the 13th movie?
It's okay, guys. He just wants his machete back.
In space.
Okay. Okay, I was thinking X is a variable, and then you just like each week your gimmick would be you replace the X with something else.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see you next week.
I'm sorry.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net.
This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you.
Is that a squatty potty?
No.
Wait, no, the squatty potty for your feet.
I actually got one at one point, but it didn't really.
I have a squatty potty.
It didn't do anything.
It just never gets used. But the bidet, that's where that shit's at.
Oh, I wish I had the bidet.
$25, tfradio.net/bidet.
It was only $25?
Yeah.
Well, shit.